It seems that everybody is trying to glow up. But what does it mean? Where do you start? Who should you look up to? What are the fundamentals of glowing up? We're going to talk about it. Welcome back to the Glow Up Tips for the Girls podcast. It's me, your host, Bianca. And today we are going to talk about the fundamentals of glowing up. Now, we are going to go on a journey together, and we're at the start, but I think it's important to understand what glowing up is and what glowing up isn't before we can truly start to do it. And I know for myself, you know, rewind many, many years in 2016 in Edmonton, Alberta, when my life really felt shambolic, I thought that if I looked good or if I, you know, wore nice clothes or told everyone that I was fine, that was, you know, like me being glowed up if I like started wearing better clothes or whatever the case was. And that is such a superficial way of looking at glowing up. Glowing up is deep work. It can be a very powerful process in your life that allows you to change it completely. But it isn't just about how things look. And so the first thing that glowing up isn't, is it's not about looks. Now, I think I find myself frustrated by the fact that the glowing up vibe and the whole like thought process behind it has been hijacked by the looks community. What I mean by that is that a lot of people think glowing up is a really superficial thing, you know, losing weight or, you know, doing things to your face and like looking different or having, you know, wearing nicer clothes, more expensive things. And while looking good is a byproduct of a true glow up, it is not at the center of it. You know, I think if you feel good, you look good. If things are going right in your mind and in your body and in your spirit, the outward reflection of that is looking good. But if you are attempting to glow up and you are just doing it for aesthetics so that it looks good, so that people perceive you as having glowed up, that is the wrong way to go about it. You should divorce yourself and become uncaring with the fact of whether people think you've glowed up or not. You should think you've glown up. You should be the one, you should be the litmus test of, am I glowing up? Am I on the ladder up or am I on the ladder down? Am I on the ascent or am I stagnant? Is what you should be concerning yourself with. And I think that if people get too focused on how it looks, they often forget that glowing up is messy. It's full of big emotions. It is full of really confronting conversations and behavior shifts and, you know, removing people from your life. But the other side of it is your best life. But that being said, if you are just glowing up for people to think you've grown up or to look like you've grown up, that is not a true glow up. It just isn't. When my life was in shambles and I wanted to glow up, I started there too. I was like, if people think I've grown up, you know, then I will glow up. And it's like, no, no, no. It's the other way around. It's like, I have to do the work myself to truly shine from within. And then the glow up is just like, you know, it attracts the right people to you. It attracts the right opportunities to you. It attracts all those things to you. And you also just, I think, look really good and you have an attractive vibe about you, because there's some people that walk through this world and they are the most attractive, but they're not necessarily like conventionally beautiful in any way. And it's because there is a shine that comes from within. They have glown up, they glow, but it has nothing to do with looks. It's an energy, it's a vibe, it's what attracts people to you. But first, it has to come from within. So the first fundamental of glowing up is that it is not about looks. Something that glowing up is confronting. I mean, I think I said that before, when it's like it can be very messy and it's full of big emotions. But glowing up is often looking really deeply at your life and what it looks like right this minute and being really real about what you see. And sometimes it's not pretty, like facts. And that can be really confronting realizations to be like, I am not the person that I want to be. Or maybe I have allowed people to treat me in a way that just isn't with in congruence with who I want to become? Those are the questions that I really had to face for myself and really, I mean, dig deep to go through it. And I find that often we, you know, people think like when they grow up, it's going to be just like glitter and roses and nice vacations and fancy restaurant and like an aesthetic Instagram feed. And that's just not the case of a true glow up, because often it starts in a place that feels very raw and very much looking at yourself super vulnerably and asking like, why am I not where I want to be in my life? And it's important to be honest in that process and not lie to yourself. I mean, there's so many people that, you know, they've been going to therapy for years, but they lie in therapy because they're not ready to face the truth of the matter. And while I've never lied in therapy just because I'm too cheap to waste the money, I have certainly lied to myself. I've certainly been one of those people at times that doesn't just face the music. And you don't do yourself any favors in your life if you aren't willing to be honest about what your life actually is in this moment. And to better understand what it's going to take to get you where you want to go, you have to look at your life now with truth. And I think that the most transformative among us, the people who have done, you know, the biggest leaps and bounds of changes, are the ones who understand that looking closely at who they are as a person and how they've walked through life up to this point, while difficult, it can be the most promising as far as having the ability to change your life completely. And that's really what glowing up is. And that's where you start. Because often people say like, how do I start? You know, you look at someone's life or you aspire to be something and you have no idea how to get there. And it's like, well, how do I get there? The first thing that you have to do is look at your life now and also, you know, compare it, and not in an unhealthy way, but look at your life now and what is different about the life that you want to have with in comparison to what your life is right now. And that is just like step one, you know, and asking yourself, what does the person who gets to live the life that I desire to live and aspire to, the life that I aspire to, what does that person do? And if you write out a list of even what you think that person does, because maybe you just don't know fully, you know, compare it to what you do every single day. You know, if that person, you know, probably wakes up and, you know, maybe works out, or maybe they meditate, or maybe they, you know, do this, that, or the other. Do you do those things? And again, it can be confronting, especially because it's like, well, if you've wanted something for a really long time, to realize that you've never been doing the things that you need to do to get to that place, that feels hard. You might feel bad about yourself, but don't. You should actually feel proud of yourself for looking and doing the work and understanding that that's where you're at, but it's not where you get to go. But that, I mean, is all up to you, really. You know, this journey that we are embarking on together is going to make you a better person. I mean, that is my hope with this podcast and with this community that we are going to create. But know that it's not about looks. It's not necessarily going to be easy. It's everything but superficial. It's everything in your life, but it being like surface work. This is like deep-rooted stuff. And you know, we might have conversations about money that bring up feelings for you. We might have conversations about love that will bring up feelings for you. And being able to go through those feelings and move through those feelings helps you get to the other side so that you are becoming or become the person that you so desire to be. The Glow Up Tips for the Girls podcast is brought to you by the Glucose Glow Up, the community for those who want to reverse insulin resistance and heal their PCOS naturally. Join now for access to 3 video workshops, monthly live events, and more being added every single month, over 35 recipes to help you balance your blood sugar naturally. Head to theglucoseglowup.com and glow up your glucose to glow up your life. One of the most important elements about glowing up, and you are going to be having to renegotiate these with people and with yourself, especially in the beginning of your glow up journey, and that's boundaries. Boundaries with yourself, boundaries with others. These are going to become the most important factor of whether you succeed in your glow up effort or whether you don't. And here's the thing about the boundaries that you set with yourself, is that if you cannot uphold boundaries with yourself, you will not be able to uphold boundaries with others. If you are not conditioned, if your subconscious is not conditioned, if your conscious is not conditioned to upholding and honoring the boundaries that you have set for yourself, you will find it near impossible to uphold and honor the boundaries that you set with other people. And that's just facts. And it's, you know, very much the same ethos of like, you teach people how to treat you. It's an energy. Boundaries are, of course, you know, very real and, you know, very physical in a sense, but it's also an energy. Someone who is not to be messed with, who has strong boundaries, is often not tried. People don't try it with them. But there are people who you can sense their energy is one that it's like, ooh, their boundaries are relaxed. I'm going to be able to get away with stuff. You don't want to give that energy off, and you don't want to be one of those people. That being said, if you say you're going to start, you know, like eating healthy or, you know, doing something for yourself or like, you know, budgeting or, you know, calling your grandma every single week, I don't know, whatever. But if you say to yourself that you are going to do that, you better. You just better do it. You better actually honor that boundary and that goal or whatever you want to call it for yourself. And it's truly the best practice for upholding boundaries with others, because as you navigate your glow up, whether you want to glow up your money, whether you want to glow up your love, whether you want to just glow up in your life or in your career, you are going to have to uphold boundaries with people. But if you don't know how to even do that because you haven't even done it with yourself, you're not going to know how to do it with others. You're not going to know what it feels like when someone steps over your boundaries, unless you start to become really good at not stepping over your own boundaries and recognizing when you do. But the thing about setting boundaries with other people that I think is so important to talk about and to note is that setting boundaries with other people, that's your responsibility. And I think that often when we, and I did this when I was first, you know, getting comfortable with setting boundaries with people, is that I would badger people into be like, that's a boundary that I set, and just like continually, you know, being upset that they're like not respecting that boundary. But that's not their job. My job is to uphold it, and they either have a choice to respect it or not. But me upholding my boundaries means that if they are continually, and when I say continually, I mean like twice at max, stepping over that boundary, me upholding the boundary is removing them from my life or from the situation or whatever that looks like, because it is not their job to uphold my boundaries. Yes, it would be lovely if they respect it, and that's what you hope, but it is not their job to uphold the boundary. It is yours. It is mine. And so as you are working on being strong in your boundary setting and upholding, the ones you set for yourself and the ones you uphold for yourself give you not only, you know, an idea of what it looks like to uphold a boundary, but it also starts to kind of build a confidence in yourself of like, yes, I do have boundaries and I honor mine, and people will honor the ones I set with them. And if you are a people pleaser, or you are coming from that sort of like side of the coin where you're so used to saying yes to people, bending your will so that other people can get what they need or want, you need to remember that the glow up is about you. This is about you. And I think that's the most important thing to remember about a glow up, is that it is about you. Yes, it's about boundaries. Yes, it's about, you know, having like messy, confronting work and asking yourself really deep questions. And, you know, no, it's not about looks. But the number one most paramount thing that you need to remember about glowing up is that it's about you. You should be glowing up for you. And I think, again, when it comes, you know, just to sort of like tie in it not being about looks and it being about you, if you are glowing up to impress someone, to win someone over, to have someone think better of you, you're not going to succeed long term. You're not, because the glow up has to be rooted in you and it being about you. And not just because, you know, it's like, oh, it's about me. And like, I mean, yes, it's about me. But also, the often messy and painful work that it takes to truly glow up in your life is gonna be too much if you aren't in this for the right intent. If you are glowing up because you think your boyfriend's gonna leave you because you maybe put on weight, or maybe he doesn't think you're as hot as you were before. I mean, I'm just grabbing something out of the air here. And you are trying to glow up so that he sticks around. That is not a good reason to glow up. The best glow up in that situation is to get rid of the guy. That's like, you know, the biggest step forward, because then it can truly, again, be about you. But the most important thing to remember is that this glowing up effort has to be rooted in your highest intent, your highest good, making you, you know, your healthiest, making you your happiest, sort of helping you ascend to the life and the place that you want for yourself. And you have to do that by sort of checking in often. You have to check in often with yourself. You know, ask yourself, why am I doing this? Why do I want this thing? Who is this for? And if you aren't factored into the highest good of the situation, it's a pass. It's a no. It's a hard swerve. No, thank you. And again, it can be really hard if you have spent a lot of your life doing things for appearances or doing things for other people so that other people think, you know, you're like a nice person or a good person or like whatever the case is. It can be hard to step forward and think about something that centers you fully and only you, really. That being said, and I know it's gonna sound so cheesy, but you cannot pour from an empty cup. You cannot give what you don't have. And if you aren't feeling shiny and, you know, settled and confident and just glowed up within yourself, how are you supposed to give light to other people in your life? Everything that you will give them will be from, you know, a beautiful place of like centered and wholeness, as opposed to trying to give people something that you don't have. And that's why glowing up truly does make the world a better place. If people are truly glowing up and not doing it in a superficial way, but doing the deep work of understanding their mindset, understanding their loving style, understanding, you know, their childhood, understanding trauma, anxiety, all of these different things, if you can really understand that, you become a better person and you walk through this world as an example of someone who is living a whole in a whole being. And that's really what glowing up is, because you make the world a better place when you are someone who's walking through it like that. And so it can only start and only be rooted in it being about you. It seems selfish, but that selfishness ultimately will spread to other people. It's the only trickle down in economic that works. I'm so excited about this journey that we're gonna go on together. We are gonna glow up our money, we're gonna glow up our minds, we're gonna glow up our bodies, we're gonna glow up our love, we're gonna glow everything up. But the art of glowing up is often a bumpy ride. It can be filled with confronting realizations, big emotions, losing people, gaining people. I mean, it's a road that could be fraught, but it's also beautiful. And as long as you center your highest good in a healthy way, you're sure to shine in no time. And I can't wait to be your guide, to be the portal, to be the doorway of you glowing up in your life. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Glow Up Tips for the Girls podcast. If you like this podcast, and I really hope you do, please leave me a rating, a review, subscribe, share. I mean, open your window and just scream out, listen to this podcast. And if you have any feedback for me, please join me on Instagram at bianca.osborne, and you can give it to me there. The good, the bad, the ugly, I welcome it all. From my lips to your ears, shine on. See you next time.